Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 149, recorded on Friday, September 13th, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
It's Friday the 13th.
That's right.
Are you scared?
I'm very scared.
I'm not scared.
But I'm not scared because we have Caveman Films here to keep us safe.
No, you guys aren't safe at all.
Uh-oh. So what's going on?
Nothing much. Just watching myself watch you guys.
Excellent.
And your channel's Caveman Films on YouTube.
Yes, it is indeed.
You're about to break the million mark, probably by MineCon at least.
Yeah, probably.
That's exciting.
Wow. Are you going to get the little gold play button from YouTube? Do they still give those out?
I hope they still do it. I don't know.
Yeah. So what kinds of stuff do you do on your channel? Let everybody know what's going down.
I guess I do about everything, really. I'm even starting to do non-Minecraft things, so.
How's that working out?
Blasphemy. It's been doing good. Like, I did a video the other day where I petted a goat.
Nice.
The goat?
Yeah, it was a goat simulator. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It had, like, yodeling music, and I was dancing to it. It was great.
Did you follow up with Cookie Clicker?
Oh, I've actually been playing Cookie Clicker, but I haven't actually recorded me. It's just been taking like hours of my time for no reason. It's such a bad game. Why is it fun?
I don't know. It's got grannies in it, though, so grannies. That's kind of cool.
I've got like over a trillion cookies right now.
Nice. Oh,
that's a lot of cookies.
So you're doing new stuff besides Minecraft? Are you getting any blowback from fans?
I've always been doing non-Minecraft things once in a while.
And that leads me to another question. Your channel name, Caveman Films, was that after Minecraft hit, or is that...
Actually, before. I used to be a RuneScape channel. I don't know if you ever heard of that game.
RuneScape.
There was someone else that we talked to for a while that was doing RuneScape.
Yeah.
And it would be great if I could remember the name.
Didn't Griffian do RuneScape?
I have no clue.
That's cool. So take us all the way back to the beginning... of Minecraft. What was it like the day that you heard about Minecraft? Where did you hear about it, and what did you think about it?
That was way back in high school. I think it was my junior year, and one of my friends was like, "Come here, like check out this game." And it was like an alpha. It was actually like pre-alpha, I think. I was just playing on his account. Like, there was, like, this one account that the whole school was playing on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember whose account it was?
No. I don't. But, no, it was great. And what was cool is that I was in PE, and my PE teacher didn't really care what we did. So he would let us go to the library, and the school didn't block Minecraft, so we'd just play Minecraft the whole PE class.
And what got you into making videos for Minecraft?
Well, I was a RuneScape video maker, and then I was like, why don't I try doing machinimas in Minecraft, because I like that game. And I did that, and it got over 1 million views, so I was like, whoa.
Like, stick with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Ding!
So, when you play Minecraft, what type of person are you? Are you, like, a survivor? Are you a builder? Are you an explorer? A farmer? What do you like to do most in Minecraft?
I guess explore, but I'm more like just like screw around with stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I'd be the guy that you'd find, like, putting, like, 30,000 TNT in, like, a square and then just blowing it up for no reason.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's
more of a,
my kind of man.
Experimenter or scientist. Or,
no.
Or troll.
No, maybe not scientist.
Troll, that might be a good word. but I only troll my computer.
Yeah.
What about redstone?
I couldn't craft a RS Norlatch if you gave me $1 million.
I don't even know what that means.
So I don't either.
Step in. He's typing on the wiki real quick.
Yeah. What does that mean again?
Norlatch.
There's so many mini games and so many cool things going on in Minecraft that weren't, you know, wasn't around years ago. You have you know, Quakecraft and all these games.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a cookie clicker in Minecraft yet?
Yeah, we'll
there
talk
is
about
now.
It later.
Sethling made it.
Yeah. Oh, Eric's excited now.
I did not know this.
So, all of that stuff, I mean, what's like the most amazing thing that you've seen come out of Minecraft?
I guess the community, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty, like, really amazing to see so many people like a game.
Yeah, it is.
And for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like 3.5 years old. Well, actually, it's probably older than that by now. But, like, it was public knowledge for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, whoa.
It doesn't seem like it's that old. I don't know. And everybody seems so nice. Like, I mean, there's a lot of communities out there. But, you know, like, say, I don't know, the Call of Duty community, right?
Yeah.
Is way different from the Minecraft community. I don't know. It just seems like we're just a really nice, happy family.
Well, and early on we had, you know, there were a couple griefing, like, groups that would go to server and try to grief.
Yeah, I remember what was, like, a team.
Oh, God, what were they called?
Volition.
Yeah. Abolition,
or
something like
that. Oh, that's Avo,
Team Avo, yeah.
That's
And, like, you don't hear about them these days. I don't know if server tools have gotten good enough to, like, deal with that, or if it's just, like, they're like, oh, the community isn't into this.
I think we just ran them dry. They got bored. I mean, they griefed all they could grief, and they're done.
Yeah. And people are like, we're good at griefing.
So we've outlived them.
I think it's just that probably the server controls were good. I mean, people started whitelisting their server. They started paying attention to ban lists from other popular servers.
Yeah.
And the rollback tools got really good. So there's no point in griefing if all somebody has to do is walk over, type in a command, and roll back the whole chunk, you know,
right.
6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Logging tools are great.
Yeah.
But really what happened is I went over to their house and kicked them in the junk.
Smash a bottle over their head.
And they stopped.
That works.
Call them names, pull their hair.
Stop this, you kids.
Yeah.
You wacky kids. Get off my Minecraft lawn.
Like Jay and Silent Bob. Like,
and quit putting obsidian on it.
Flying to everybody's house and just beating them up on the front doorstep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, we got a couple sponsors for the show this week. I will mention Moochies, who we're still waiting for the message. It didn't go through. So just send me the message. I'll send you an email. And we'll get that in the next show. But I said your name anyway, so you get like a twofer.
Moochies. Moochies is cool.
Moochies. We also have Z-Dup Master, who says,
hey guys, double sponsor.
I think that's
doable.
I'm not sure what doable means.
Doable.
Z-Dup Master.
We also have Mets 2U1. Do you think that's
Mets
right?
Mets 2001.
Right. 2001. Right. Okay. And
what
he says.
To say?
Blue Thrust Clan Scripts, an open source CMS that lets you easily run your clan, guild, or gaming community website. Check out bluethrust.com to download today. Thanks.
Oh, bluethrust.com.
So
now, I'm not going to say, but like from the 2001, that like makes it sound like he's 12 years old or so, and that's really professional.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bluethrust.com. Yeah, it's a clan website manager. It has skins. There's a Minecraft skin. So, yeah, if you're looking for a clan website.
And I believe they're working on some hosting stuff, too. So he may become a more permanent sponsor in the future.
Yeah, sweet.
But if you want to sponsor a show, you can go to deadworkers.com/sponsor, and you can do one of these messages, or you can do a cheaper version where you can do a monthly or single monthly, whatever, for cheaper, and get names the word on the out. Server and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sweet.
That brings us to this.
Our journey.
So, what you been up to this week, Caveman?
Nothing much, really. I'm getting prepared to go to Europe.
Ooh. What are you going to Europe for?
There?
Gamescom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I am the jealous.
Kilometers and Celsius and all those things.
I'll have to say, can I have some chips instead of potato fries?
That's right.
Do you have a cookie? And it's like, why do you want a biscuit? I'm like, no, I want a cookie. Do you play Biscuit Clicker?
Do you have dentist?
Dentist? Oh, wait, whoa, no. Hey.
It's going too far. Yeah. That's what Eric told me to say.
They make fun of us too, so that's okay.
Oh, they're like fat Americans.
Yeah, that's right.
What are they talking about?
We're all about guns over here, so leave us alone.
Guns and bacon.
Guns and bacon.
I'm sadly not that big of a fan of bacon.
What? No?
Yeah, I know.
What kind of anti-human are you?
I like it when it's limp. It's kind of weird. Like, I don't like crispy food.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. That's very strange. You don't like crispy food.
I like limp bacon.
Do you like
too.
Chips?
I like the fatty limp.
Yeah, I like chips. It's just my meat needs to be.
Okay.
Not chattering in my mouth.
Okay. I can buy that.
Yeah. Limp his meat.
Meat in his mouth needs to be
We've
limp.
Gone too far.
We've gone a little too far.
A little too far. That happens sometimes, but that's okay. So, what are you looking forward to at Gamescom?
Just to hang out with my friends and stuff. A lot of my friends are going there, and I've never been to England in general, so I'm just looking to look at Europe a little bit.
Are you gonna go extra before or after?
A little bit after, yeah.
What are you gonna do in England?
Explore.
Really?
Maybe run go on the London Eye or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you gonna go see the Crown Jewels or anything?
I'm gonna ask everyone if they're Harry Potter.
Nice.
Harry Potter.
Are you a wizard?
Potter? Are you a wizard? If I run into your train station, can I go between the walls?
That would be kind of funny. Just run into walls and they're like, dude, please stop.
It's like, I'm trying to get to Hogwarts.
Yeah, they just look up and they're like, ah, Americans.
13 and a half. Or what was it? 14, 12 and a half?
Something I think it was 10 and a half
10
or something.
And a half.
Oh, yeah, 10 and a half.
Anyway.
So I guess you're going to shoot plenty of video while you're there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's mostly for the fun, I guess, really.
Yeah.
So are you prepping for the trip, like getting a bunch of videos ready to queued up while you're gone?
Yeah. I got a lot of videos on my... But YouTube's been so broken lately, it's kind of been annoying.
I think maybe it's your fault for uploading all these videos at once.
Yeah,
did
exactly.
Did you break the internet?
I think we found
I broke the internet.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I put up a video... and I guess this kind of leads into my week.
It's 9 3/4. That's the
9 3/4.
Oh, 9 3/4.
There's we ding ding ding. We got the Harry Potter geek.
Yeah.
Everybody,
Harry Potter.
We figured it out. But I've been working on season 3 of the Abram Copeland, and I tried to upload the fourth video, and it took 24 hours to process.
Yeah.
Like, most people were just like, I'm re-uploading, and I think they basically kept re-uploading until it was fixed. Screw that. I'm leaving it. I want to see how long it takes. And it took 24 hours, and then I went back, and I was like, oh, it's up. It's finally up. So that'll go out tonight sometime, so if anybody's looking for it.
Nice.
Season 3. No spoilers.
Gotta be patient about it.
We're also working on fixing some of the jars on our server. Get those fixed up, and announcement that Chris and Deffy have joined the stream crew, so they'll be working with Alice to make sure the streams run well and are, stuff like that. She's in Jamaica this week, so probably smoking a big old fatty blunt down there.
Whoa.
Wait,
what?
It was in Jamaica.
Oh,
Jamaica.
It's legal.
Jamaica, me crazy.
And accepted.
Yeah.
I don't think
the
it's...
One,
It's not accepted from Americans.
I think it's
that Jamaican grass mown.
It may not be technically illegal.
I don't think it's legal.
But it's pretty.
It's legal.
The one time I went down there, like we get out and there's like a theater with like spray painted signs that say no cocaine-em.
Whoa!
Like they don't care about anything else. They're just like they don't want the cocaine in there, I guess. And the second we walked out of the van, like my stepdad smokes a pipe, and the guy walks up to him, "You need some tobacco for your pipe, man?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, I got plenty." He's like, "Not like this," and he like, pulls off his hat, and it's just loaded with like this big brick of stuff.
Well, they hit up all
the
tourists. I
assume it was weed. I don't know what it looks like.
You know. That's true.
Just making assumptions that that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was not scared, you know, so I'm pretty sure it's...
Yeah. It's legal if you live there. It's not so much if an American lands there and then is confronted by a native who is trying to sell them stuff. That's not legal.
What if they give it to you?
It's not legal if they give it to you.
Isn't Washington now legalized pot?
Yeah. It is, and Colorado. But you can't be, like, if you're out of state, it's all about, like, the confines of the law within.
Right. I'm not saying you go to Jamaica and bring it home.
Yeah.
Cultivation, retail, and consumption of marijuana in Jamaica is illegal.
Technically. It's like, you know, California. Like in Colorado, Washington, California, technically, it's nationally illegal.
Yeah. No exports, though.
Yeah. Yep. Wow, this show has taken a weird turn.
Not that this even matters whatsoever.
It wasn't me.
I don't know how Eric is so well-versed in the laws of marijuana.
I watch documentaries on Netflix.
Eric Marijuana
I pulled up Wikipedia.
Okay.
He filled up Wikipedia.
Legality of cannabis by country.
Weedopedia?
Yep.
Nice.
Something like that.
Weedopedia. Anyway. So, welcome to the team, guys. I've recorded 3 more episodes, so they'll be up soon, and you'll get to see my antics.
Antics.
But yeah, so that...
Cool. Oh, by the way, before we go to the next segment, speaking of documentaries on Netflix, you can get a free trial through us, and it helps out the show by going to netflix.com/deadworkersparty, and you can get your Netflix on.
I just got an email. 5th season of Fringe is now on Netflix.
Full 5th season?
Full 5th season.
Nice.
So... go in and watch that.
Because there's only 2 more episodes of Breaking Bad, I've been watching Breaking Bad ever since it came out in 2008, I guess, weekly for years, and it's tough doing that and remembering everything that happened. So I went back and I rewatched every single episode all the way up until now on Netflix. They're all there, 5 seasons. That way everything would be fresh in my head for these final couple episodes, because I love Breaking Bad so much.
We just started 2nd season, Chris and I, so.
Oh, yeah? So good.
We're liking it.
I did this in 2 weeks. You can get caught up in 2 weeks.
Not the way we have to go play games and stuff. No, I can't.
Yeah.
But yeah, also you got me hooked on Continuum, I think.
Continuum's great. It's
really
on season
good.
2. Really good time travel action. Excellent stuff. So anyway, netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Go get yourself a free trial, and it helps us out. Should I do something?
Yeah, you should hit that button. Roll the beautiful bean bumper.
I can't find the button. Find the button. Where's the button? I can't find it.
It's next to your pee-pee.
I'm just kidding. Here it is.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And the news.
So there's a snapshot.
Yeah.
Snapshot 13W37A, in case you're keeping count. And B.
A and B.
Yep. And it might not look like there was a lot of feature added, but there was some pretty powerful stuff. Nether portals can now be huge. They can be up to 23 by 23.
That is pretty big.
That's actually pretty awesome.
I know.
I thought so too. I like that.
But okay, so what's the point of that?
Just to be epic and awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with that.
I don't know, but if they're the same size on the other side, you could tell your nether portals apart. if you made them different sizes. Think about that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So
I don't know. What do you think about that, K-Man?
That's pretty cool. I mean, like, I could see it for, like, a build or something, like, for servers and stuff, having giant portals.
Yeah, just aesthetically cool.
Yeah.
There's also some new commands, slash set block and test for block. Set block will place a block where you want to. So, conceivably, you could
build something with command blocks.
Yep. You could have command blocks that make a stairwell or, you know, I mean, that's awesome.
All right, Seth Bling, what you got?
Yeah. Additionally, test for block will check for blocks in certain locations.
That's big, too.
Make race for wool easier.
We're going to have some insane games come out of this.
Yep. There's also now an invisible wall around the map at plus and minus 30 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not infinite anymore?
Huh?
It's not infinite anymore.
No, it's not.
So where did Kurt get to?
I don't know.
Or the Farlands?
Farlands, yeah. Is he outside the wall?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if you're outside when... Well, I guess it would only be for new maps, right? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you upgraded your map and were on it, where does it calculate?
I don't know.
Where does it?
So this needs to be...
Can you not get back in?
Oh, yeah, right? Like you're stuck outside?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool, though. So this needs to be in the lore. Like, this is a limitation of technology. But I want to know the story behind this wall. It needs a name. It needs a reason.
The Wall of Yeb.
Of Yeb. So get on that. All right.
Yeah, I'm sure they're busy writing a comic.
No, it's literally like, why did you put the wall there? And the answer's like, because I want to.
Yeah. Womp womp.
Yeah. That's,
so do you think it's just years and years of people playing on maps, getting out to where it gets kooky on the edge of the world, and they're like sick of like dealing with tech support at this point? They're just like, put a wall up.
Yeah, I think it's for polish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Maybe they're finally getting out of Java, because that Java is so laggy compared to like the Xbox and the iPhone versions are like so much smoother compared to the game. It doesn't even matter if you're like on a really powerful computer.
Yeah,
I agree.
So additionally, there's some improvements on the chat window functionality, including executing commands by clicking on text in the chat window.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
And then rather than getting down into all the details, you can go over to the Minecraft Wiki if you need to know anything more about the new commands. So nice. You have it. That'll be in the show notes.
Some cool new stuff.
Yay! Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's better than just a lot of new food being introduced.
Why do you hate food?
I hate food. I'm a foodist.
I guess I should read this next one. Minecraft Wiki... Gamepedia Jinx Contest. If you know, that's actually what I do as a day job, is I work on Gamepedia every day. It's a curse product, basically wikis for games. We try to make you enjoy the game. And Minecraft Wiki is the last one where we've been migrating all of our wikis. We have, like, I think almost over 300 now wikis from different games. We've been having to migrate them into our system that we built to run the wikis, and Minecraft's the biggest one, so it's the last one, right?
Yeah.
So we're working on it, and as part of it, we're running a contest. So if you're in a curse account holder, which is free, you can have a chance to win one of the five main prizes, and there's still enough stuff left over for 40 runner-up prizes. There's a ton of stuff, a giggle of stuff,
a
I think
giggle.
Is what it's called.
You mean a gaggle?
Well, this is even more. It's a giggle.
A Google.
It's even more than a Google. It's a giggle. It makes you laugh. There's so much crap. I mean, from vinyl toys to plushies, you name it, it's in there. Anyway, so we'll link to it in the show notes, and then you'll go there and giggle.
I don't know if I want to. I don't know you guys well enough.
There will be some limp meat there for you.
Pretty Thanks. Sure.
I heard that Feed the Beast charity event raised nearly $22,000.
And I feel so bad because, like, I wanted to go and, like, support, and Slowpoke had, like, sent us some you know, Skype messages, and we could just never get in touch.
Yeah.
And every time I went, like I went in the off hours, I guess, like when stuff wasn't going on, and like the first time I went, Slowpoke was asleep, and so the stream was up on, like, I think Aurelian was taking over at that point doing something.
Was he asleep on camera? Like,
no. He'd just been kicking butt, getting $22,000, so I'm sure he was taking a little breather.
Yeah.
And then the next time I went, it was someone playing Civ 5, which. Okay, playing the game the first time, fun. Listening to someone play it, not fun. And someone else was playing Minecraft, so I was enjoying watching the Minecraft, but listening to someone explain Civ 5 while someone plays Minecraft, I didn't stay longer.
Okay, guys, so this is my Egyptian-inspired colony. As you can see, they've got a lot of resources going on.
I've got feet men. I've got a bunch of feet men. So anyway, that's so awesome that they raised that much money.
Feet men?
Amongst the money was over $5,000 for a signed T-shirt that went up for auction on eBay. So a big congrats to Slowpoke and the FTB community for being awesome.
Wow.
It is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Good we promoted job. That shirt last weekend during the live stream, but it wasn't, like, it was too late for anybody who just listened to the podcast or watched it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, very cool. Also, Evil Seth has warned against some evil bucket plugins.
Whoa.
They're evil. 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 So there are two of them, and they are NanoGuard Anti-Cheat, ironically.
Oh, this guy's
an infinite dispenser. And evidently they have some malicious code hidden inside their update process, so you should remove them immediately. And going forward, the plugins have been removed from the Bucket website, and the plugins creators have been banned!
Nice try. So, see, I knew someday some people would try to do this.
Well, and what did it do? Was it... Is this how my password got hacked?
It was a bucket plugin. An exploit.
So I hit some server that had this plugin running?
Maybe.
Like, I don't think we run it on our server.
No.
So I'm suing. Whatever server it was running it. Just wait for my lawyer. He will be contacted.
He'll owe you $20.
$20.
Saul Goodman. Just call him.
But yeah, so... change your passwords. This is the biggest thing, I think, whenever any security breach happens. Just change it. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't hurt you to change your password. So just do it.
Yeah.
Don't wait for a link to be sitting around and tell you to do it, because it's too late. League of Legends had a big break-in where they got like 3 years back worth our data from 3 years back, and they didn't tell anybody for months. Months they didn't tell anybody because they were trying to figure out who did it, and they didn't want... Anyway, if you had been told 3 months ago to change your crap, it would have been better, right?
Yeah.
So just change it. Change your password. What I'm saying is change your password.
What you're saying is the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth! Thank you, brother.
Welcome.
Sandy.
Okay, so next thing we have here is calling Minecraft another game artist to help with a charity book. Kevin... Kane Griffith, a Blizzard game artist, was recently diagnosed with a form of cancer which requires extensive surgery to combat it, and he doesn't have the funds. Inner Gamers for Good, set up by developers Pete and Liz Cooper to create a book for video game artwork intended to raise money for Kevin's treatment. Over 100 artists from within the game industry are submitting artwork, but there's an open submission policy running until November 10th. Kevin's favorite games are Minecraft, Chrono Trigger, Altered Beast, Diablo 2 and 3, forgive him, Super Mario RPG, Final Fantasy 4 and 6, Super Metroid, WoW, and Mortal Kombat 2. If you want to submit artwork related to any of these games, head for the Gamers for Good website.
Nice.
Help a brother out.
Nice.
Love some Chrono Trigger.
I've
never beaten Chrono Trigger, unfortunately.
Oh, no?
And I got my butt handed to me.
Really?
Yeah. I was a lot younger, so I didn't really know what I was doing, and so I just died. Like, I got into the future, and then I think I got killed by a boss, and I just couldn't beat the dinosaur or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I'm done.
I can't beat the dinosaur.
And then he flipped a table.
Yeah.
So, evidently, one of these plugins, the Infinite Dispenser one, allowed a group of hackers to get into the console, add and remove items as they please, and stop the server.
Bum, 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 bum.
So there you have it.
There it is.
So possibly Minecraft the Opera? Virginia Tech University has recruited 8 high schoolers to plot, write, and build a Minecraft set for OperaCraft, an ambitious project to create a Minecraft opera. The performers will be using their Minecraft avatars to act out the major roles, which will be receiving a little more animation than the actual game provides, with some help from those with a computer science technology background. OperaCraft is set to debut in December, and Virginia Tech hopes to have a product that will actually get people to go to their school. Wait, no. Product that other schools can use, should they wish to stage their own production of the opera. I'm such a jerk. I didn't go to college. I should have gone to Virginia Tech.
I didn't either. I should have went to college.
And if Virginia Tech would like to advertise on the show, ignore everything I just said.
Then we'll totally go.
Disbelieve.
Disbelieve.
That sounds amazing.
That is opera amazing. You know what else is amazing, Eric?
Well, how do you do an opera? I know, but how do you do an opera on Minecraft? I've got this diamond.
Herobrine. La 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 la. Kill the skeletons, kill the skeletons,
kill the perpetrator
with my sword and magic helmet.
El Diablo, monster de monster, el burro sabe más que tú.
That's how you do an opera.
So just call us
put Virginia Tech out of business.
Pretty sure Virginia Tech put Virginia Tech out of
business. Whoa!
No! Hey. Just joking. Just joking. You know what else is something that segue here?
No, I don't.
If anybody wants to put a message up on the screen right now, they can do it. Just look right under the screen and it will tell you how. And it will pop up magically on the screen. Anyway, go ahead and roll the beautiful bean bumper. Whoa. Whoa.
List and manner contributions. It is time to contribute.
That's my favorite bumper.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the best thing ever.
That was sent in by a listener. Who was that, Eric?
Myusik, Dan. Myusik on Twitter. That's the best thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Excellent bumper. Thank you very much.
And if you have any ideas for a listener contribution bumper, make one. Send it in.
Send it right in. We just got this one. Like, I just saw this today. It came in like he tweeted it to us.
Yeah, just tweet it to us at Dead Workers on Twitter. Easy enough as that. And we listen to a lot of stuff. Speaking of listening to a lot of stuff, you can listen to a lot of stuff with Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free book every month of your choice of over 100,000 titles.
Yeah, screw reading.
Some of those are like 50-hour long books, too.
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter! Would you like some water, Harry Potter?
I am not a pot.
And it sounds like that. They have actors doing the voices. It's almost like watching a movie on some of them. Of them, they do have better voice actors than others, but you can listen to them and get a pre-listen to know if it's a good one or not. And then you can sometimes I will get an author that I like a lot, and I don't care who the actual author is. Like, the person who read it did such a good job. I'm like, I want to listen to something else they did.
Oh, yeah. Samuel L. Jackson. Some good radio plays from the
50s. Once upon a time, there was a young boy named Jiminy.
Nice. Yes.
So get yours today, audibletrial.com/theshaft. Okay, the first listener contribution we have is from Rain.zip, who says, please, sir, could you stop doing British accents? After the last dozen, my ears were swelling up and bleeding.
Harry Potter.
So we suck at that, apparently.
Oh, caveman smells like butt. We got an on-air sponsor from Basher.
Yay!
Basher, I've smelled your room. You've turned that room into a beautiful bouquet of butt.
Yeah. Hello, governor.
Hello.
Caveman smells like butt.
What a spotty.
Yes, we're very horrible at British accents, and sorry to tell you, but we're going to continue to do these on a weekly basis.
Yeah, now from now on.
Yes.
You know who does a good American accent? American?
Who? Astrogali?
Astrogali.
He does. He does.
With Bush?
There's the ding.
The ding. It was from a little Basher. Late. Yeah. That was the Basher ding.
Basher ding.
It was, talk about a limp meat. The dingy. The dingy. No, we hope you feel better, Basher.
Yes,
that's
we do.
Why we make jokes at your expense.
Yeah. So the next question is from WizKid. He said, what is the next convention you guys are going to?
Good question.
MineCon?
ChefCon.
Oh, DWPP.
Yeah.
Dead Workers Party Party.
And actually,
have like 20 people signed up now, I think.
On October 5th, I might be going to Siege in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah?
There is some Smite stuff going on there. And Hi-Rez is doing some stuff, and I might head over for that.
Cool.
So if you're at Siege, I might see you there.
Siege.
Yep. And if you want to come to Dead Workers Party Party, just go to deadworkers.eventbrite.com. It's absolutely free. I mean, you'll have to pay for rooming and food and stuff, but the actual event itself is free. We only ask that you sign up and register, so we know who's coming. So if you sign up and register, you will be first spot for tournaments. You will have a table spot. You will have a loot
connection.
Bag if we do loot bags and T-shirts.
And hugs and kisses.
Yeah, so... that's why we want you to sign up, so we know who's coming. If like 1,000 people show up, unlikely, but if 1,000 people showed up, we would be really screwed if we didn't know they were coming, honestly.
Yeah.
If 100 people showed up and we only thought 20 were coming, we would be screwed. So let us know if you're coming.
Hey, we got a new one.
Hey.
Did we get a message on that one? So come to DWPP, Huntsville, Alabama. It's going to be a lot of fun. Actually, the next convention that we're going to go to is MineCon. Are you going, K-Man?
Yeah.
You got to. Of course you're going. It's going to be awesome.
Down in Florida.
Yeah. So are you doing any panels or anything there?
I might, but I haven't yet.
Oh, yeah?
Have they opened a call for panels yet?
No, I don't think so.
They haven't done that yet. So... I think we've decided this time that we're not going to try to get a panel. We're just going to record footage.
Yeah.
We're planning to have tons of it. Can we interview you down at MineCon and put it up on our channel?
No, you cannot.
Damn it. Damn it. I mean, yay!
We'll give you some limp meat. How about that?
Okay, give me some Canadian bacon.
There you go.
We'll ham it up. Okay, this next one here is from Geeka. Who says, I heard someone else say that they had bad sound from the right earplug when listening from an Android phone. I have the same problem. So I only use the left one when listening to the Shaft. Thank you for a great entertainment for my left ear, though. And Astrogali has a note here that says, I've tested last week's episode via Winamp and PC. He's British, so... And my own Android phone, I'm not having any problems with the sound.
God.
Governors?
Governor?
Governor? Pip, pip, perio, and all that posh.
So, pip, straight from Astrogolly, he's saying y'all's phones are broken. You should take them back. And when they say what's wrong with it, say Astrogolly says they're broken and give me a new free Android. Which I hear is a problem with Androids, that they suck and they break a lot.
I have not had any listening issues when I listened to the show on like Dogcatcher or when Google Listen was active.
Or you could use an iPhone. Just saying.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I have no idea. They're not encoded in a weird way. I would suggest if there's an option to put it in mono, you could do that. That way you're hearing the same thing out of left ear and right ear.
Well, and here's a test. Go. This is almost a plug for another show. We do two other shows on Smite and on 7 Days to Die. On 7 Days to Die is encoded on a different machine than Eric's. Than the Shaft.
Oh, right.
It's the only one that's done differently. We use the same settings, but it's on the same server. So it's on the same server, but encoded probably somewhat differently.
Yeah.
Try it out and see if you have the same issues.
Yeah. And then give us a tweet at Dead Workers.
That's the closest you're going to get to a different file on the same server.
Yeah.
Which my guess is it may be, if it's anything, it's some weird server. When they downloaded corruption.
Yeah. It's very odd. It's very weird, man.
You know what else is very weird?
Very weird. Your face. Whoa!
Excavation station.
Ow!
That was just mean, Mr. Fullerton.
It was.
It's just absolutely mean. You make me feel bad about myself.
Kill the chicken.
Killed the chicken, too, in the process. So this is the section in the show where we get your ideas on what you want in Minecraft. And
then we completely ignore them and write them off as stupid ideas. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're good.
And Mr. Caveman Films will be coming to you at the end of the segment to see what your idea is.
Oh, okay.
So it better be awesome.
Yeah. Get the thoughts percolating.
So the first one we have is from Rain.zip.
What?
Barrels and cheese.
Yum.
You should be able to craft a wooden cauldron slash barrel and it should be placed next to a furnace. When right-clicked with a bucket of milk, it should fill up. And after a few days, you should be able to collect cheese from it.
Where's the churning?
Is that how cheese works?
Churning is with butter.
Oh. Yeah, I was about to say butter.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, I don't know how cheese works.
Cheese is like the mold of milk. You let the milk rot, and then that's cheese.
Yeah. And then this isn't necessarily a bad way to make cheese. I mean, but at the same time, like, it's kind of weird.
Well,
what kind of cheese would it be?
Fromunda.
Parmesan.
Fromunda.
Nacho.
I do like
Fromunda.
Nacho cheese.
Oh. Cream cheese.
That's my cheese. That's nacho cheese.
Pepper jack. Maybe you can use some of the new flowers to make it different cheese, because that's like how you make weird cheese, right?
Yeah.
Pepper flowers.
Sure.
Like, forget cheese, just butter, if that's the idea.
Well, then you got to churn it.
Yeah, why not? That's fun. Churning butter is awesome. It's a blast.
I think the motion would be taken out of context.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
When
Eric
churns butter, I'm like, dude, not in front of me. Do that in the privacy of your homestead, son.
Yeah.
Exactly. What are you? We didn't raise you to show your ankle.
Nice.
Ankle.
Private churning.
Okay. So the next one here is from Minamate, who got banned from server notification.
Hmm.
I think when you are viewing the multiplayer server list, if you are banned from a server, it should say you have been banned or something similar rather than the server description. How about you're a jerkwad?
If you're banned, like, you deserve this.
I think this is fine. Put a setting on the server where you can set the message. And because it could be as simple as, if you would like to refute this, whatever, go to www.
Yeah, but what that would do is it would allow it would require pinging. I mean, it would require an exchange of information.
Well, it's still doing it though.
Yeah,
it's doing it. You're just getting the good information though, right? So all it would be is a separate message, and it's just a config file, and it's still doing it. So. I don't see any reason not to. I think the more information that you can display between the login and the list of servers, the better. I mean, I would like to get a list of who's on the server from that screen before logging in, you know, like mouse over it and see who's there or something. Like, basically, when you have your list of servers, if you could click on it instead of going into the game, it made a drop down of like a bunch of data. What type of server it is. You know, get the game rules of the server. Get what version they're using. Well, you already get that, but, you know, who's on it, things like that.
Well, if who's on it, man, a lot of famous YouTubers would be in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess somebody could set up a script and say, the second that Captain Sparkles logs into this server, give me an email. You know what I mean? And then it's like, bam, 10,000 people. Yeah, I could see that. But also, like, you know, you're going to log in, you're like, oh, I hate that guy. I'm not going to log in now. I'm going to wait, you know.
Well, but I think there's options in there. You know, like, on a private server, you just don't, you have that option turned off, right?
I think
definitely any options that are going to be public would be an option to turn it on or off.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, if you went to a public server that had it on, yeah, they would see you, but... That's what happens. I mean, like, when we went on Hypixel and changed our names to Blue Zephos and stuff, like, people were flipping out and going, oh, God, the Oxcast are here.
Yeah. Like, and then the admin got mad at us, and they're like, dudes, dudes, change your name back to normal. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But I do like the tags, though. Knowing that a server is PvP is valuable. Knowing if it's in creative mode or whatever.
I'm still with the opinion that they don't need to show what version it is. They just need to, when you click on it, it changes out your jar and you're on the right version, no matter which one you click on. Like, it's far enough in that you don't... Like, there's no reason to have to change... Like, oh, they're on this one. Let me close everything down and, like, start up the right
it's
jar.
It's too technical for a lot of people, blah, blah, you know? Blah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay,
what about background music? What about this next one?
This next one is from Octuplex, who says, I love the music in Minecraft, and it really inspires my creations. But the random element of the background music and the requirement to replace the disc in a jukebox can both be annoying. I wish there was a submenu to manually play background music and some revamped GUI for jukeboxes, allowing loops and the like.
You should be able to make a multi-disc jukebox.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you should be able to, like, say, I want to play these songs in like this
disc
order.
Disc 12.
It should be a record player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I agree with you. Yes.
Okay.
Fix it.
It's kind of cool.
Well, I think maybe they messed up. Like, it shouldn't be a jukebox, right? It should be like Caveman said. It should be a record player. That's exactly what it is. It's a one time. You're getting this album. A jukebox has hundreds of albums in it.
Yeah,
you know, and that's exactly what we want. We want the jukebox to be a jukebox.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Hey, Notch, jukebox idea.
Sure, I kind of like that.
Okay. Done. Next.
The last one here is from Steel Zack, who wants a challenging incentive to visit witches' huts. Witches' huts should have a rare potion in the cauldron, and you have to fight the witch to get it. Witches should also always be at their hut, which they never are, and witches should fly. And drop brooms, maybe?
Witches should fly.
My pretties. They have to like, burn in the water, too.
It would be kind of cool if they were a flying mob.
Yeah.
That would be. No, they're already annoying with their freaking poison potions.
I know, but like maybe they're not hard aggro. Like maybe there's just a chance to aggro them, you know?
Oh yeah.
And so like when you see one flying over the head, you go and hide in the bushes and you hope they don't see you.
Like flying around like Green Goblin, like pumpkin bombing the place.
No, I'm talking about like flying by on the broom going hee. Get you, my pretty, and your little wolf Toto too.
Well, what if there were good witches? Since you're bringing up the Oz,
that's a good point.
My problem is what they bring up is they're never there. Like I just started a new series, completely new map. The first building I find, what is it? a witch's hut. Did I find a witch anywhere? No, I stole her cauldron and left. And
really?
No witch.
You're like,
anywhere.
Hello, any witches around here? Hello.
Yeah. Why would there be a cricket?
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Right? Yeah. It's like the lack of witches.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going for. You like that?
I love it. I love it. But on the flip side, if there had been a witch there, I mean, I had nothing. I was literally picked up and was running to find a village. Like, I probably wouldn't have lasted long, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty terrifying.
Maybe they don't spawn until after a certain date. Or moon.
I don't know.
They spawn in the future.
I kind of feel like the chat room is going to correct us and tell us.
But, like, I do like the idea of there being, like, some kind of random potent potion in the cauldron.
Potent potables.
Yes, exactly. I'll take Jap anus for 400.
The rapist.
Your mother.
Anyway, but, like, maybe you don't know what it is, and it could be poison.
Oh.
So there's a potent potion there, but you gotta try it first.
I like that. It's kind of an Alice in Wonderland, like,
yeah,
eat me kind of thing. I like that.
Yep.
It's kind of cool.
Okay.
Hey, Notch, one word answer.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Next.
The next is your finger.
Yeah.
Oh! My finger is next! Yeah! But first, mcprohosting.com.
Use the code. Going to talk about that?
What?
Nothing.
Did we not?
They're going to be at Minecon big time. They're going to have a booth, and
yeah,
a bunch of famous YouTubers are going to be at the booth. So when you go to Minecon, go check out their booth. They'll have people signing stuff and doing a bunch of cool stuff. So check them out. They take care of us big time on our servers, and even more importantly, our files for the show.
Yeah,
which are much busier than our server.
Yeah.
So big props to MC Pro Hosting. If you want to get a 15% off your order, just use the coupon code ShaftPodcast. Just go to mcprohosting.com.
Do it.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
So intense.
The process.
The process.
So we have some cool stuff this week in sightings. What's the first cool thing?
First thing we have is Pokemon's Kanto region in Minecraft. Redditor and Minecraft mediocre.
It's the Kanto region. Come on.
Kanto? Is it really Kanto?
Yeah, it's Kanto.
I don't know how to pronounce that. Do you want to read this one?
I'm a Pokemon buff.
Well, then you read this one, Pokemon Man.
Come on,
Wes. Pokemon Man.
Oh, you want
filmed.
Me to read it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wes is a jerk like that.
Oh, okay. Well, Redditor and Minecrafter Mediocre Jake is also such a fan of Pokemon that he's recreated the Kanto region from Fire Red and plans to add the interior sections with warps to them from the main map. This Polygon article tells a story.
So is that exciting? I mean, I'm not a huge... I mean, I watched the cartoon because my kids did, but is that exciting? I mean, as a Pokemon fan?
It's pretty cool. I've checked out that server before, I think, a long time ago.
There's a video of them building it, which is pretty cool. But yeah, like, I don't think all three of us we know nothing about Pokemon, really.
We're too old.
Yeah, we're all old and stuff, I guess.
I grew up with the games, so.
Oh, yeah?
I'm actually really excited for the new ones that are coming out next month, Pokemon X and Y.
For what system?
For the 3DS.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Or the 2DS, seeing as Nintendo decided to come out with that, too.
Yeah, the 2DS.
Do you ever go to Maryland.com?
Yeah, actually, I have been there before.
It's Curse's Pokemon website.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. We'll link to that in the show notes. The next one's a video to a rail-laying minecart. Seth Bling does admittedly get a lot of coverage here in Sightings, but little wonder when he makes awesome things like this. After a suggestion by a fan, Seth used last week's snapshot to have a spawner minecart lay rails in front
front of itself.
This is so
cool.
Oh,
my God.
This is so cool. It's a pretty short video, but it's like, it looks like it's like an FTB mod or something.
It looks like it's freaking Skynet. We're screwed.
Yeah.
Seth Bling is going to create Skynet in Minecraft. You just wait. We're all dead, and it's all Seth Bling's fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Okay, so the next one is also the other death. We're going to have the Grimocalypse from Seth in Minecraft, the Cookie Clicker. This time recreating this infamous. That's a weird word. I don't think I want to use it. I'm going to change that to infamous or the infamous El Guapo. Browser El game, Guapo. Cookie Clicker in Minecraft. That's crazy. Well,
would you say we have a plethora of cookies?
El Taco.
El Guaco.
El Guaco.
We also have a video called Ender Pearls. Mikesley Montag has created an excellent short animation about an adventurer who ends up in a ton of trouble when exploring an abandoned building.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
I just hear Ender's Pearls and I think of things I shouldn't.
I know.
And I definitely shouldn't say on the show.
So the next one.
Gigantic clam.
Yeah.
I think of those two.
The next one is a video. It's a tutorial called Expanding Your Village. Inglorious Crafter shows us how to expand your village. Brent is going to try this in an upcoming Let's Play. Is that true?
Oh, this is
well,
cool.
Yeah, these are the ones. I actually put these in here because I was... I don't want to spoil anything from the show so far, but let's just say I need more villagers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you why, but I do. And so I was looking at, because I couldn't remember like the rules on how to basically get more, you know, villagers without cheating. And so I went looking for some videos, and I found two really good ones, one on expanding your village, and it gave a lot of data on, like, basically what the game considers a village and what the game considers a house and what that means to villagers. So it teaches you basically how to the best way to make more villagers and get them to your place.
Yeah.
Went even further. Nerdcubed has a really good village on basically how to make a slum lord apartment building that makes infinite villagers. And another method on how to basically make infinite gold or emeralds and supplies off those villagers in the same instance. So we'll link to those two videos. Yeah, I'm cool. Not going to go that
it's
far.
It's all legit, too. I mean, yeah. It's not like cheating or exploits. This is all in survival mode, right?
Yeah, it's all broken Minecraft code, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, rules in the game. I mean,
yeah.
It's like we always talk about when you go to a village and you steal their wheat to... buy stuff. It's that same principle, but amped up a little bit.
Right, right.
It's on Monster. It's been drinking rehab.
Monster.
So, yeah. Those we'll put all those links in the show notes, which you can find at the Shaft Podcast or on our website, deadworkers.com.
Yeah. That much is true.
That much yep. is true.
That much is true.
Housekeeping.
Hey.
Housekeeping.
You just let yourself in. We didn't even open
no,
the door.
No, no. Mr. Sanma is here.
Meant for Pilo?
No.
Meant for Kento?
See.
Ooh.
Me mon pleasure.
You like the Pokemon?
No. Like see.
Poke your man.
Well, you know. Alice so start is in Jamaica.
Start cleaning. This place is a mess.
It is. It's true. This place is
no. You clean yourself.
All right. Just this week.
So, speaking of cleaning ourselves.
Oh.
This is the last week that you can enter in the contest to win a free PS4. Apparently, we've got some haters because it is an iOS/Android-specific contest.
Yeah.
So, I guess if you've got a Windows phone, you're going to have to find a friend.
Or BlackBerry.
Or a relative.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got a BlackBerry... just stop listening to the show anyway. We don't really want you. No, I'm just kidding. We want everybody, no matter who it is. even if you got a flip phone.
From 1997.
But you can enter this contest even if you don't have Android or iOS. You know someone who has one or the other.
Yep.
And you just ask them to borrow their phone for 5 minutes. I would let a friend do it. And even if you don't want to enter the contest and you have one of these, every person that does this, we get a dollar from. So if every single one of our viewers did it, we could, you know.
Yes, we would be down here full time making videos all day long.
So yeah. Help us out and go enter this contest. We'll link to the video in the show notes. You can find it on our channel. It says win a free PS4. Not only that, but Feature Points is having another contest within their app itself. For every download of a free app, you get entered into winning a iPhone 5, one of the new ones.
Wow.
I forget if it's a C or S, but it is.
Wow.
So you enter this for us, and you actually enter two contests.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And all you have to do is go over to points.deadworkers.com, get the free Feature Points app on iOS or Android, download one of the featured apps in there. They're free, cost you nothing. None of this costs you anything. Post your referral code and the name of the app you downloaded in the video we have on our Dead Workers Party channel. And next week on live on the show, we'll tell you who wins the PS4. You'll get I believe they're going to give us an Amazon gift card for the amount. So technically, if you don't want a PS4 and you want something else, you win whatever that amount is that a PS4.
Do I win a PS4?
They're $399, right?
You can enter in. The only people who can are the three of us, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody can enter it, except
you
for
can
us.
Get a car, and you can get a car. You can't get a car. So you get a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it does help us out, and we really want to get down here full time so we can be doing this and more every day of the week. So help us out, and we can't wait to see who wins and who actually gets this. We'll actually be jealous because we're not getting one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be
that's points.deadworkers.com.
Go to watch the video on our channel. It'll run you through it easier. If you just go to that link, it'll actually take you to the download site and you might not know what to
do. So go to youtube.com/deadworkersparty and then look for the video that says win a PS4.
Yeah.
Right?
Or so look in the show notes.
That's the easiest way. Or the show notes.
Lastly, we've got a new podcast, Dead Workers Party on 7 Days to Die. It's a zombie. It's basically War Z, DayZ, and Minecraft having a baby, and it's a bloody, bloody, bloody baby all over your face with guns and stuff.
It's scary.
We're doing another podcast on it. We'll be doing that probably on Tuesdays. We've done 3 episodes, and it's a fun game. So,
have you heard about this, K-Man, or played it? 7 Days to Die?
What?
Seven Days to Die?
No.
It's pretty crazy.
It's kind of like Minecraft. Did you ever play DayZ or War Z?
Yeah, a little bit.
Think of that, but Minecraft. You can make buildings, and zombies can actually tear through those buildings to get to you. It's all voxel-based, so you can dig underground, and you make pretty much everything.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. There's like a real physics. So if you tear down the foundation of a building, the whole thing will collapse. And there's like sniper rifles and bazookas and stuff. But it like looks like Minecraft.
Yeah.
But it's more graphically intensive, I guess. I don't know. It's a weird hybrid.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
It's still in an alpha. The price is a little pricey, I think, for an alpha. It's $35.
Yeah,
but it's a pretty good game. So everybody check that out, and thank you so much for joining us this week. Where can everybody find you, Caveman?
YouTube.com/CavemanFilms. So I'm also being like a little distracted too, because I'm on Hypixel server playing with the nicknames ever since you started talking about them. And so far, I've been Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Amanda Bynes. We're all having a conversation with ourselves about who's the most screwed up character.
Yeah. Are you filming it?
Yeah.
You need to film that. That sounds hysterical.
Where's Robin Thicke? You got to get Robin Thicke in there too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Alan Thicke. Yeah. Yes. What are you doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. I think also everybody can follow you on Twitter, which is Caveman Films, and of course Twitch, Caveman Films. You make it easy for us everywhere.
Yeah,
Caveman
I make it easy.
Man Films. And I know it was kind of, we kind of got you through videos and live and stuff, but we still appreciate you so much being here this week.
I had a lot of fun.
Yes, yes.
And we will see you at MineCon.
Yes.
That sounds exciting.
Excellent. Do you have anything big in the works, by the way? Secret projects?
I have like a mini game coming out soon.
Oh.
Wow.
What?
Are you going to put it up on a server for people to come play, or is it just going to be a download?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a server.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Oh, yes. It will be a server.
Any ideas on what it is?
A server.
What kind of ideas do you think it would be for a caveman
to
make a mini game?
Is it exploring the paleo diet in Minecraft?
Yes. So, all it is we had to find nuts and berries, and maybe if we're lucky, a dead carcass, and we'll just eat it.
Nice! That's awesome.
And not hieroglyphs, but caveman paintings.
Yep.
Nice.
Caveman
paintings. Are there dinosaurs in your game?
Yes, so many.
Sweet!
This is sounding good.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Is this going to be its own server or?
Its own server.
Yeah, its own. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just confirming.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I mean, it's funny.
I still have limp meat on the brain.
You got it somewhere else too.
Oh hey.
Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Go give Caveman Film some love everywhere. Call us at 256-812-1010. Email us at theshaft@deadworkers.com and listen to all of our fine podcasts on iTunes. And we'll see you next week. We don't have a guest lined up at the moment, but we'll find one.
Yeah, we'll scrounge them up.
Who's in your house right now? We'll do the same thing we did last
week. Hypixel! Hypixel! We want you.
Hypixel, yeah.
You're on Hypixel server. Get his attention.
Get Harry Potter to come.
Oh!
You think you can get Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
I wonder if he plays Minecraft.
I lied. We got Blame the Controller next week.
Really?
Oh. What am I thinking?
He's internet famous.
He is.
In the house.
Oh, cool. Yay.
So come back next Friday. Blame the Controller, 8 p.m. Central. We love you.
Bye.
Congratulations. You made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Everything tastes better with The Shaft.